the lot by coming out on the other side stronger than ever, and that is the point of this book. I want to share all of that and many of the things that I've gone through in the hopes that they can help you too. Why am I so certain that my life applies to yours? Because I'm just an average girl from South Dakota from a blue-collar family. I wasn't homecoming queen, a cheerleader, or an athlete, not even close. I wasn't part of the popular crowd. However, I was lucky enough to be raised by two of the hardest working people I know. My parents never complained and showed me how to work hard, aim high, and never take shit from anyone. The way they raised me gave me the courage to be fearless, and if not for their example, I wouldn't have the strength to stand up for myself. I was taught to question everything and never think that something was true just because someone said it was. I didn't get where I am in my 20s by sitting back and shutting up. I have been fired, sued, dropped, disinvited, heckled, laughed at, slandered, betrayed, and dumped. But that didn't break me. I make it work no matter what life throws at me. I smash those curveballs. And I want to help you do the same. I want you to feel empowered so that you can do whatever you set your mind to. I don't fit in any mold. I don't look like the rest of the people on TV. I have long blonde hair, 2 tattoos, and a nose ring, and I'm on Fox News. I have a boyfriend, and on the weekends, we go out and drink with my friends. I love God, rap music, and reality TV. My favorite show in high school was The Girls Next Door, about 3 Playboy playmates who were all dating Hugh Hefner and walking around his mansion half naked. In other words, I'm not your average conservative chick. I don't read the playbook, I call the plays, and I don't care what people label me because I can't be put in a box. I don't play for safety, I play for honesty, and I'm fearless. My mom tells people I was born this way, but I beg to differ. Of course, I would not be where I am today, personally and professionally, if it weren't for my parents, all they've done and all the sacrifices they made for me. My parents loved and believed in me. They are the reason why I won't settle for mediocre. They drove the crappiest cars for decades. They skipped vacations and never renovated their house. Sometimes they worked 2 jobs and yet they never complained. They didn't baby me, and no matter how young I was, they didn't protect me from tough stuff like alcoholism in our family and money problems. They didn't tell me I was above anyone or that I was the best. They motivated and inspired me to work hard to become my best. My family didn't have a lot of money, so when I went to the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, or UNLV, many of my mom's friends and family questioned why she let me go to an out-of-state school when I could go to a local college where the tuition was a lot less. She took so much crap for that, but she had faith in me. She knew how much I'd get out of it, and she was right. I promised my parents when I was a little girl that someday I would pay them back for all they've done for me. At age 26, I am blessed to start fulfilling that promise. They are so proud and humble that they still try to pay for our family dinners. I literally have to wrestle the bill out of my mom's hand. Truth is, I could pay for every dinner, vacation, or luxury item for the rest of their lives and still fall short. I am where I am because they stood back and let me spread my wings and open my big mouth. Of course, my parents have had to deal with that big mouth and my strong opinion since the moment I started talking. When I was growing up, my mom and dad both worked full-time, so Saturday was put aside for cleaning the house. That didn't sit well with 7-year-old me, who wanted to go shopping with my mom, not scrub the bathroom. What to do? I wrote memos detailing how I felt and all the reasons why we should go shopping and not clean. I told my mom that life was too short and gave her suggestions for alternate times we could straighten up. Even at a young age, I had discovered Microsoft PowerPoint and would often create full-blown presentations for that extra little push of persuasion. At first, she resisted, but eventually I wore her down, and that was just the start. To this day, if you ask my mom what adjective she would use to describe me, it would be relentless. I'll take that as a compliment. I've always loved to entertain people, but when I wanted a camcorder to record my own shows, my parents naturally said no. After all, its $500 price tag was way out of their budget. But I was determined, so at 10 years old, I pushed and pushed and pushed the issue. Finally, I convinced my parents to let me buy the camcorder on layaway, and I made the monthly payments. I did this by telling everyone in my family that I didn't want gifts for birthdays and holidays, just money. I also did extra chores around the house to help pay.